Former Clinton advisor blasts Hunter's disgraceful pardon, says real aim to shield Biden's family scheme. By Joshua Klein on December 3, 2024. President Joe Biden's pardon of his criminal son, Hunter, was a disgraceful act the American public was shamefully gaslit over, according to Mark Penn, a former advisor to President Bill Clinton. He further slammed the move as a calculated effort to shield both Hunter and his father from scrutiny. In response to the disgraceful gesture, Penn issued a fiery critique of the presidential pardon, insisting it protects not only Hunter Biden but also implicates the Democrat president himself in a far-reaching scandal. In the recent post he shared on X, he accuses the Bidens of orchestrating a scheme to extract millions of dollars from adversaries, funneling funds across family members and even to grandchildren, skirting tax obligations. This was not a pardon of just Hunter Biden but of Joe Biden himself, as his son ran a scheme with Joe's brother to shake down adversaries of over $20 million and then didn't even pay taxes on it, he wrote. And the loot was distributed even to grandchildren. Penn also criticized what he described as widespread public misinformation on the issue. And this is yet another of the many issues the American public was shamefully gaslighted over, he asserted. Related, White House insisted Joe Biden wouldn't pardon Hunter right after Trump won election. The former Clinton advisor further questioned Biden's integrity, noting that the pardon contradicts the 82-year-old president's pre-election claims. Biden, of course, falsely claimed he would not pardon his son, he wrote, raising doubts about other pre-election assurances. And so what else was Biden falsely saying before the election that he would have done had he been elected? We will never know, but we sure can guess, he concludes. His statement quickly garnered responses from many who echoed his concerns. I'm glad you're brave enough to say this, wrote journalist Andy Ngo. Mark Penn is one very honest guy, declared economist and gun rights advocate John R. Lott Jr. Linda Yaccarino, CEO of Elon Musk's X, questioned media coverage, stating, wow. Will legacy media cover? The matter follows Biden's Sunday pardon issued for Hunter for crimes spanning the last decade, which has sparked fierce criticism. This after the outgoing president promised I will not pardon him in June after a jury found him guilty on three federal gun charges. In response, Hunter issued a statement saying his mistakes, which were done during the darkest days of my addiction, were exploited to publicly humiliate and shame me and my family for political sport. GOP leaders characterized the pardon as a blatant abuse of power, undermining the rule of law, and a desperate attempt to shield the Biden family from further investigation. The pardon, which spans crimes dating back to 2014, highlights severe allegations against Hunter, including tax evasion and firearm violations, and other potential crimes, while raising grave concerns about President Biden's honesty and the Justice Department's weaponization and political bias. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.